This is a podcast from Deutsche Welle. For more information and a selection of other programmes, click on to dwworld.de.
Cyprus appears to be heading for a showdown with Turkey over Nicosia's plans to begin oil and gas exploration in the East Mediterranean. Nathan Morley reports.
The acting government spokesman in Cyprus, Christos Christofides, says that the planned drilling constitutes perhaps one of the most important and positive developments for the island in recent years. The agreement to exploit possible oil reserves is the sovereign right of the Republic of Cyprus, which has ratified the International Convention of the Law of the Sea, something which Turkey has not done, says Christofides. But tensions in the region could intensify if the government of this divided island pushes ahead with plans to drill. Turkish Cypriots in northern Cyprus have strongly objected to the move and say that any natural reserves discovered belong to both sides. Turkey has threatened to take unspecified action if the drilling goes ahead, pending a solution to the decades-long division of the island, which would ensure the Turkish Cypriot community's representation in island affairs. But the Cypriot Foreign Minister, Erato Markoulis, says that Cyprus launched its exploration plans in line with the United Nations Convention on the Law of the Sea, and that it would go ahead with those plans. She said, "We're taking Turkey's threat seriously and are doing everything possible." The Turkish daily Hurriyet newspaper reported that Ankara has been urging the U.S. administration to postpone the date of natural gas exploration activities off the coast of Cyprus by the U.S. firm Noble Energy. Despite the threats, the director of the Cyprus Energy Services, Solon Kasinis, insisted that all steps had been taken in accordance with international law and that nothing would deter the go-ahead this autumn.
We are proceeding according to our sort of agreement with Noble, and the rig is going to start working about the 1st of October, because, you know, now it's drilling in Israel. They're going to start drilling to see what is happening underneath this big bomb, what exists down there.
The government signed a production-sharing contract with Noble Energy to launch exploration activities in an 800,000-acre economic zone southeast of the island, which also borders Israeli waters and where massive gas fields have been found under the seabed. The situation, which analysts predict will worsen in the coming weeks, will add extra pressure to the ongoing attempt to reunite the island, which has been at a virtual standstill for 3 years. Cyprus joined the European Union in 2004, but has been divided since 1974 when Turkish troops invaded the island in response to a Greek-backed coup in Nicosia. And still today, the Turkish Republic of Northern Cyprus is only recognised by Turkey. Nathan Morley, Deutsche Welle Radio, Nicosia.
You've been listening to a podcast from Deutsche Welle. We hope you enjoyed the programme. You'll find more information and podcasts at dwworld.de.